Now we're in the car again, and it's story time, isn't it? And tell me, what? Where have we got to in the princess story, Grace? Where have we got to?
The princess fainted.
She fainted?
Yeah.
Why?
Because there was, because she said that she would look that all of her could be diamonds.
So because, who said that she could be covered in diamonds?
The worm.
So because the worm said that the princess could go to this state reception covered in diamonds, the princess fainted. Is that why?
Yeah.
Was she so upset?
No.
Was she angry?
No.
Was she disappointed?
No.
Was she delighted?
Yes.
Was she thrilled? Was she so excited she just fainted and fell over backwards?
Yes.
And did she bang her head on the rock that was underneath her and have to go to hospital?
Well, there wasn't any hospital on that island.
Well, we haven't heard about it, have we, anyway?
No.
But I'll tell you something. She was lucky. She was really lucky. Because where she fell on the ground, just beside it, was a rock with a sharp edge out of it. And it very nearly smashed into the back of her head. But at the last second, she fell a little bit to the side and it missed. And instead, she squashed a couple of creatures that were under the sand. Meanwhile, the worm looked at her and saw that she was completely knocked out. So the worm crawled up on top of her face. The worm crawled up her chin, crawled around her mouth, crawled up her nose, and crawled up between her eyes and went straight into her head of hair and fell asleep. How long was the princess knocked out for?
A few minutes.
She had
an hour.
She had no idea.
Because 4 hours?
When you faint, do you think you have any idea how long you've been knocked out for? The princess had no idea. There were no clocks on the island, so nobody knows. Even I don't know how long the princess was fainted for.
I think, 4 hours.
Well, it could have been 4 hours, and it might have been 4 days, except for something that came out of the water, crawled across the sand, and went up to her and put a very big claw onto the bottom of her feet and tickled her. And who do you think that was?
A crocodile?
A crocodile? I can tell you something. There were no crocodiles on this island. Crocodiles do not live in the sea.
One of the princes?
Do you think one of the princes from Princess Island could have swum all the way across the sea and landed on this particular island? Do you think that's possible?
No.
Would you even like that to happen?
Yes.
Well, supposing I told you that every single prince on the island had jumped into the sea and swum after the princess, and that they were all gobbled up by sharks. What would you think of that?
True or false?
I don't know. But maybe one of them escaped. We'll have to see later in the story. If one prince was brave enough to fight off the sharks and swim after the princess. But in the meanwhile, I tell you, it had nothing to do with prince. It was actually a crab.
Oh.
Do you not remember the crab? I'm surprised you forgot. The head of the crabs? The crab king? With the long claws? Anyway, that's who crawled out of the water, tickled the bottom of the princess's feet, and that's how the princess woke up. And when she woke up, she was not covered in diamonds. She was dressed in exactly the same clothes, and it was getting a little bit darker. The princess had no watch, she had no clock, she had no way of knowing, and all she knew was that on television she had seen that she was going to be invited to a state reception. the Queen of the Dolphins was expecting her. And in her dream, she had dreamt that she was going to be covered in diamonds. Was it a dream? Or was it real?
It was real.
Was there a worm in her hair, or was there not a worm in her hair?
There was a worm in her hair.
And was she going to be immediately turned into the diamond princess as soon as she had a good wash?
Yes.
Well, you're absolutely right. First of all, before she could put any diamonds on her, she just had to get herself really clean. So she threw off all her clothes, dived in the water, dived underwater, and started to rub her feet against the soft rocks that were underneath to clean herself off. And she got a load of seaweed that was in the water, and she rubbed it all over her hair to try to make her hair really, really beautifully clean and smelly. Smelling beautifully, I mean. And actually, she got three bits of seaweed and she tied them onto her hair so that she had hair extensions. Do you know what hair extensions are?
Yes.
Do you?
Yes.
Would you like to have seaweed hair extensions?
No.
The princess did. She thought that would be lovely. So she tied bits of yellow and black and there was even in this island, there were pink hair extensions.
Seaweed.
So she tied them onto her hair. And when she got herself completely clean, she realized she hadn't a clue when she was going to get the diamonds. Suddenly, everything went dark. Everything went completely dark around her. She could see absolutely nothing. She couldn't see the eagle, she couldn't see the forest, she couldn't see the dolphin, she couldn't even see the water. And it was completely dark. She couldn't even see her own fingers when she put them in front of her eyes. It was like being in a dark room. The princess gasped, swallowed hard, and suddenly there was a bright light, so bright she could not even open her eyes. And there was a little worm, and all the light was coming from the worm because the worm had something tied on to its tail. Do you know what was tied on to the worm's tail?
Extension.
A what?
One of the princesses' seaweed.
One of the princesses?
Extensions.
One of the princesses' extensions?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't that, I'm afraid.
Some seaweed?
It was a long piece of rope. And hanging off the piece of rope were diamonds. More diamonds than the princess had ever seen in her life. And it stretched as far as the princess could see. And the princess was blinded by the light. Hey, isn't that a song, Blinded by the Light?
I don't know.
I thought it was. But anyway, the princess was blinded by the light and she could barely speak. So the worm spoke to her and said, "Time to get dressed, my darling. Time to get dressed to go to the reception." So the princess sat up and started wondering how she could possibly cover her whole body with diamonds because she didn't want to be embarrassed at the reception by only having half her body covered in diamonds. Anyway, she found that there was a special dress that if she took her ages to put it on, by the way, because diamonds were not light, they were fairly heavy, and they were all the diamonds were tied together by little pieces of gold thread. Little pieces of gold thread holding the diamonds together. And she put on the dress. And that wasn't enough. She had to put on tights underneath the dress. And there were tights made of diamonds. But these were special diamonds. They didn't actually seem to weigh anything at all. They were as light as silk.
Silk isn't light.
Pardon? Light as a feather, light as silk, light as a feather. Absolutely. And the princess got dressed, put on the tights, she put on shoes, she put on a tiara, She put on just about everything she could. Until she was completely dripping in diamonds from head to toe.
Did you put on gloves?
She did. Diamonds made of gloves. And at one stage, she even tried to put diamonds over her teeth. She just had never seen such diamonds. And then the worm said, "Stand up, princess, stand up, let me see what you look like." And the princess tried to stand up. She couldn't move. She was so dripping in diamonds, she was so heavily covered all over her entire body in diamonds that there was no way she could go anywhere. And she said, "I can't move." And the worm said, "Well, tough luck, dearie. You're going to have to get rid of some of the diamonds." Now, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. If you were the princess and you had to take off some of the diamonds, which diamonds would you take off?
I would take off the shoes.
You'd take off the shoes?
I would take off the tiara.
You'd take off the tiara? Would you take off the shawl?
Yes.
And the scarf?
No, I would take off the shawl and the scarf.
Would you take off the diamond rings on every finger?
No, I'll just leave one there.
Which finger would you leave the diamond ring on?
This one.
On your thumb?
No.
Your middle finger? Right. You'd leave it on your left hand or your right hand?
My right hand.
Why would you leave it on the right hand? If you put it on your right hand, could you take it off afterwards and put it on your left hand if you wanted to?
Yes. No.
Would it fit? Which is bigger, your right hand or your left hand? Your left?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so the princess would take off anything else she'd take off. In order to be able to stand up straight and walk around.
The scarf.
Take off the scarf, okay.
The chile.
Yeah.
The gloves, the crown, and the shoes.
She'd take off the shoes?
Yeah. And, could you go walking bare feet?
Surely the princess couldn't go to the reception of the Queen of the Dolphin in bare feet, could she?
She could.
You know what? You're absolutely right. She could. Right.
And the same hand.
And do you know, I'll tell you something else. Something we haven't mentioned. She took off her diamond glasses.
Yeah, I don't like the glasses.
Yeah, she took them off too.
Because she couldn't see in them.
Yeah, she couldn't. They were just too bright. And she also took two diamonds out of her mouth. She put two diamonds in her mouth to puff up her cheeks. She had to put those out. Anyway, the worm said that if she put diamonds in her mouth, she might swallow them. And then we know what would happen. Don't we?
She'll freeze to diamonds.
Pardon?
She'll freeze to diamonds.
Yeah.
Because these were magic diamonds.
Well, I tell you what. My advice to you is don't ever swallow diamonds, okay?
Why?
Well, try it and see what you turn into. But that's right, she took off everything. She just got left with a beautiful dress.
Well, she kept the gloves.
One beautiful ring.
And she kept the gloves.
And she kept the gloves. But nothing else. And that was it. And she was able to walk. "Now," said the worm, "are you able to dance? Come on, do a little twirl," he said.
"But they're still underwater. How can she breathe?"
"No, they're not underwater."
"Yes, they are."
"I thought she was on the beach."
"No, remember she went underwater to get the seaweed and the rock."
"Oh, yeah, but she came back up. Did I forget to tell you that?"
"No. Well, you didn't tell me that she came back up. I thought that she was still underwater. Oh. I want her to be still underwater."
"Well, in fact, you know what? If you put on diamonds underwater, Are they heavier or lighter than they'd be if you put them on land?
Heavier.
Would they weigh you down?
Yes.
So, underwater, are you heavier or lighter than you would be out of the water?
I would be lighter.
So why would diamonds be heavier?
Because they weigh more weight.
Ah, right. Well, I tell you what, the princess came up out of the water, covered in diamonds, came back to the house on the beach. Well, she had a kind of a house on the beach, really. It was more a hole in the sand that she had started digging. And she was ready for the ball. Well, actually, she wasn't ready for a ball. Do you know why? Because she wasn't like Cinderella. She wasn't going to a ball. She was going to a state reception where the Queen of the Dolphins would welcome her on behalf of the people of the island and make friends with her for the rest of their life. That is the end of chapter 8, 9 or 10. What would you say?
8.
End of chapter 8. Bye-bye.
9.
When I first saw it suggested that this particular audioboo in February should be around the theme of New Year's resolutions, I thought, but hang on, all that stuff is all over now. We're into February and, you know, why do I have to think about my New Year resolutions? And, of course, that's the point of it all, isn't it? Really, this is a very good time to look back and see what resolutions I made, which ones I've kept, for a reason. Because if I have slipped up on some of my New Year resolutions, it's not too late to get back on the wagon again and go forward. Well, let me tell you about my New Year resolution this year. And it wasn't made until after New Year. This is a particular one. I was fumbling around in my usual way on the internet one time, and I was somewhere in Chris Brogan's remit or area, and I came across a blog post by him in which he was describing major changes that had happened in his life, and it was about him going for yoga, and he'd... This is a business guru, some would say. And if you don't know Chris Brogan, this is not the time to introduce you to him. But look him up and you'll never ever regret it would be one of my mantras. But the point about Chris is that this business guy who was used to working in very big companies, charging a large amount of money for his services, which in my opinion must be well worth it, he was going to get into yoga. And I thought, interesting. Now, this is yoga for corporates. But then I realised that Chris was telling the story of how he had made, joined a group of people who were going to do a thing called 12 in 12. Now, 12 in 12, very simply and quickly, is the idea that if you do something every day for a month, you build a new habit. And you may or may not keep that habit at the end of the month, but the following month, if you try out a new habit for that month, you'll gradually build up a whole year of 12 new habits that you've tried out. And by the end of the year, you will possibly and probably have grafted in some new habits into your life. And if you do this in a particular way like this, there's a good chance you might keep them up. And it doesn't really matter if you drop the habits. So it was nothing really to do with New Year resolutions. It was practicing the art of habit formation. And I picked this up very early in January. And it appealed to me for several reasons, including the fact that Chris was involved in it. But more particularly that there was a community of people doing it. And it reminded me of a number of other activities that had appealed to me, like NaNoWriMo, which is a group of people in the month of November trying to write 50,000 words by writing something every day for that that month.